Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at Life Point. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus and hope you had a great weekend. Hope you successfully navigated the spring forward time change, right? We lose an hour instead of gaining an hour like we do in the fall. However, at least it doesn't feel like it's getting dark at 3:30 anymore. As we start a new week, we're continuing on in this Lenten season of devotionals. This week, we're really focusing on the idea of comparison. And one of the passages for our focus is Luke chapter 18. It's a story of traditionally what's been called the Pharisee and the publican, or the Pharisee and the tax collector, the Pharisees who were celebrity level status in Hebrew culture, and certainly tax collectors who were just the opposite. They were maybe one of the most rejected groups, and certainly the tax collectors had earned that reputation. But it's just a reminder to us that everyone needs faith, that everyone is broken, right? You've got the Pharisees who pray very proudly in the parable. They're very grateful that they are not like the tax collectors. In other words, by saying they are not, they are saying, right, that they are. They are better. They are more expressive of good and care and a level of righteousness that the publicans, the tax collectors, are certainly not. Now, then you've got the contrast, there with the way that the tax collector prays, right? He won't even look up to heaven because he thinks he's undeserving. He bangs his chest right out of a sense of punishment, right? That he needs to be punished. He feels completely unworthy. And there's this great verse there in the Gospels that says, "He who humbles himself will be exalted, and he who exalts himself will be humbled." And I mean, this is really a special verse for me because it's one of those verses that my son Dylan and I went over in a devotional when we were in when he was in the early years of high school together in a Tony Dungy devotional. And this is a verse that he and I memorized together. And repeatedly throughout his entry into adulthood, early adulthood, he has brought up this verse because we talked about how we saw this verse expressed in both people we admired nationally at that time, people like Tim Tebow and others, but more specifically, people in our family, people who were close to us, coaches that he had, teachers that he had at the time. And we talk about this verse fairly often. And so it is incumbent upon us as believers, not out of a sense only of will, but out of a sense of want, that we understand that the love of Jesus humbles us to the point that we realize that he is and we are not. So in doing so, we humble ourselves to receive the love, the grace, the goodness that he offers us. And which brings us to the point where we realize we are not better than anybody. We have just as much need of God, just as much need of grace and mercy and peace as anybody else. And that crushes comparison. Right, that will save us from coveting. It will save us from putting people, slotting them into categories. It will save us from bigotry and racism. It'll save us from gossip and all those things in so many ways because we understand that we are all human beings in need of a great Savior. So let's start our week and pray from that perspective. God, we bring ourselves to you today, understanding that you are special and we are not. We don't condemn ourselves, God, with self-critical talk, because you make us righteous. We're not righteous on our own. We can't achieve a level of right. The law, as we talked about this weekend, the law has condemned us, but your love has fulfilled the law. And so because of that, God, we see ourselves as your children. And as your children, we are forgiven and free and liberated And Lord, we don't want to sin. God forbid, the scripture says, may it never be that we would sin more that grace would abound. And at the same time, God, we humble ourselves because of your great love. And God, I pray that in us, you will use that posture to crush comparison in our hearts this week. Now you take the opportunity to pray.